I got a question from a guy, and it was a unique question, but it's actually a good question. And what he's asking is, number one, should I pay taxes on my business profits? And we actually had to ask him a little additional information to make sure we understood the question. And then his second part of the question was, should I tithe or give or donate to charity on part of my profits as well as from my business? And so I'm going to break those down, give you my opinion. The first part of that was, should I pay taxes? Well, clearly on video, I'm going to tell you yes, but to clarify and be very clear, if we were talking one-on-one, I would tell you to absolutely pay your taxes. So if doors were closed and I knew the word would never get out and I could advise you and I knew that you would keep my answer a secret, I would still tell you to pay your taxes. Here's why. Okay, and you've got a lot of taxes, and believe me, I get the frustration about taxes, and I can give you my opinion on that, and it's not a good one. It's frustrating. When you write the big checks constantly, it's very frustrating. And I will say that taxes, when you're starting out your business, you know, and you're not making a lot of money yet, you may not feel like you're paying a lot of taxes. Or let's say you have a job, you don't realize quite how many taxes you're paying. But once you start running your business, you're going to realize where you are taxed at every angle. Everything's got taxes. Taxes you never knew existed, you'll realize them with your business. And for so many things, I'll give you an example. We had a business, we have involved in a company where they didn't raise our taxes, but they changed the cost of goods sold calculation. It's essentially added tens of thousands of dollars a year to our tax bill just by changing a calculation. It wasn't called raising taxes. It was changing a calculation from accounting calculation, and it resulted in additional taxes for our business. And in that particular business, because we had an 8% net profit margin, almost 9% net profit margin, based on the tax increase, we had to make an additional $800,000 a year in gross revenue, somewhere along that, the numbers aren't quite accurate, just to offset that additional tax. So I'm not a fan of raising taxes and higher taxes, because they cost people jobs, and there's a lot of things that aren't good about them. Now, granted, we all need to pay taxes, and taxes do have a purpose, so I don't want to go on a rant on that, but I understand the frustration. And this individual, we had asked a little more information, and the individual said, hey, I'm already working 40 hours a week. I'm paying my fair share of taxes. I'm not sure if I should have to pay additional tax on my side job. I'm being ambitious. I'm going out and trying to better myself, my family. And so I don't feel as though I need to pay taxes on this money. Again, I get it, but I'm saying pay your taxes, and here's why. And I guess I kind of went off on a rant on taxes. So my point is, I get the pain, but here's why you've got to pay them. The government will not forgive you if you don't. They will destroy you. And I feel like the sales tax office will destroy you as fast as the IRS. And so pay your taxes, and there's all kinds of taxes. We're in Texas. We've got franchise taxes. We don't have a state income tax, but in most states, almost all states, there's a state income tax. There's property taxes. There are your income business taxes. There are sales tax. There's a slew of taxes that you're going to pay. When you start hiring employees, there's hidden taxes. If you have health insurance for your business, there's built-in taxes. You can't get around the taxes. So just accept it. I would say that you are wise to be frustrated about it and fight for lower taxes. However, you've got to pay them, because they're not going to forgive you. They're not going to accept the argument of, hey, I already paid my fair share. They don't look at it that way. So the best I can say is pay your taxes, but find very creative ways, legal, but very creative ways with the help of your accountant to avoid paying as much tax as possible. We spend very large amounts of money, very, very significant amounts of money. And in one business, we were spending seven figures plus at the end of every year just trying to get the profits and get money out of our business, so that in a sense it became a tax management means to manage taxes, so that we could avoid paying taxes as much as possible. And so you'll, as you develop your business, you'll want to look for all the creative ways you can spend money at the end of the calendar year to help save you money in regards to taxes. So for instance, if you would have paid 25% of your net profit out in taxes, and you can write off enough equipment purchases or whatever it might be, chemical purchases, as many purchases as you can right at the end of the year, it's like making 25% on your money, 25% that you can retain in your business and spend it next year to grow your business. So tax management is absolutely key. It's huge. But tax management isn't not paying your taxes. So pay them. I mean, they will destroy your business. You could lose your business. You can be in debt to the government personally. These don't get forgiven. My understanding is tax bills aren't necessarily forgiven over through bankruptcy. I don't know all the facts around that, but I'm telling you that it's not something you want to do. Second part of that is you want to pay your taxes because when you go to sleep at night, you don't want to worry that is the day going to come that I'm going to get caught? Is the day going to come where I'm subject to massive fines that could bankrupt me and my family? Eventually, you're going to build a business. It's going to be successful, and you're going to have put a lot of effort into it, and you're going to build something that could sustain and last for a long time and basically take care of your family from now until who knows when, but for a very long time. Or you might have built an asset that you could sell and walk away from and make seven figures or more. And you don't want to worry. You don't want to lose sleep. You don't want to have that concern that could something bad. There's plenty of concerns already in business. You don't need another one that the government might come get me someday or might come take away my business or might come levy some huge penalties on me. Just not worth the stress. Just pay them. Be legit. You may fly under the radar for a while. It's still not worth it. Pay them. Pay your sales tax. Pay your federal tax. But, you know, in the case of sales tax, why wouldn't you pay sales tax? You can pass it on to your clients. So I realize that, yes, maybe you're not quite as competitive against the low ballers that aren't playing fair. Those guys go away anyway. Those guys get pushed down the market eventually anyhow. Pay your sales tax. It'll have no bearing on you selling work if you're professional. If you're not charging sales tax, it's and you're selling commercial work, it would almost be bizarre to some of those that are hiring you. They want somebody that has insurance and is legit and is going to be around to service the contract. So it's just not going to cause you trouble to charge sales tax. So what's left is paying possibly property taxes, depending on where you live, on your equipment, on your if you're in a building, if you have rental property, paying that tax and then paying your income tax. Pay it. Just manage it. Get an accountant to help you. If you're aggressive in the first few years when you're building your business, you've got plenty of write-offs, so pay it.